This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India strongly condemned the recent attack on Palau-flagged tanker MT Setebalo off the coast of Oman, in which three Indian nationals lost their lives. Addressing inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, in this regard, the government has lodged a strong protest by summoning the U.S. Charge d'Affaires.
We attach high importance to the welfare and well-being of our seafarers community. Yesterday, we condemned the attack on a ship off the coast of Oman, in which unfortunately we lost three Indian nationals. We had summoned the US CDA here to register a strong protest. The continuing incidents of attacks on shipping in the region are deeply worrisome. These attacks must cease and end, and we also call for dialogue and diplomacy so that we can have an early return to peace and stability in the region.
Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Mukesh Mangal expressed concern over recent incidents involving merchant vessels in the Persian Gulf region and reaffirmed its commitment to the safety and welfare of Indian seafarers. He further informed that today the bitumen tanker MT Jalbir, a Guinea-Bissau flag vessel, was involved in a maritime security incident near Shinas Port in Oman. The vessel had 20 Indian crew members on board. All of them are reported to be safe and evacuation operations are currently underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that despite the world passing through a period of uncertainty and instability, India continues to advance on its growth trajectory with confidence and determination. Chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the centre and states becomes even greater. The Prime Minister highlighted that creating the right ecosystem for the country's youth through quality education, demand-driven skilling and employment opportunities must remain a priority. He said India has signed free trade agreements with many countries to create new opportunities for growth and exports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to France and Slovakia from 14th to 18th of this month to participate in the upcoming G7 summit. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, said this will be a highly productive and wide-ranging visit. He added that the visit spans three destinations in France, Nice, Evian and Paris and Slovakia. Mr. George said the visit will provide an opportunity for Prime Minister to engage with world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as well as to the Global South. India has dispatched a consignment of 20,000 doses of measles vaccines and approximately 3 tons of medical supplies to support the government of Maldives in strengthening immunization coverage and safeguarding public health. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this timely assistance will help address the increasing cases of measles in Maldives and reinforce the response efforts of the government. India and Nepal have launched a peer-to-peer cross-border remittance mechanism to strengthen bilateral digital financial connectivity. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that the newly operationalized system establishes a direct link between India's Unified Payments Interface UPI and Nepal's National Payments Interface NPI. This integration enables citizens of both nations to make seamless, real-time and secure instant money transfers directly through mobile banking applications and digital wallets. The 2026 FIFA World Cup will kick off tonight at the historic Estadio Azteca in Mexico City, marking the start of a month-long football extravaganza. In the opening Group A encounter, hosts Mexico will take on South Africa from 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the biggest World Cup history, featuring 48 teams and 104 matches across the United States, Canada and Mexico. The tournament will conclude with the final on the 19th of July. Only 8 nations have won the FIFA World Cup so far. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the women's single quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.